Starting with primary day next Tuesday, New Yorkers will no longer use the big lever machines to vote. Instead, they'll fill out paper ballots and feed them into a scanner that looks kind of like a fax machine. Experts say the design of the paper ballots could lead to some confusion at the polls. WNYC's John Keefe has been looking into this and joins me now in the studio. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So first, why a new New York City paper ballot?
Well, that's mandated by the federal government, actually. It's the Help America Vote Act, and that requires that there's a paper record of your vote. And New York's response to that is to have these paper ballots that you put into the machine, as you said.
And so, and will you get a receipt as you walk out? Is that?
Well, they'll have this paper ballot, so that'll allow for a recount if that's necessary. It was really, it came out of the whole 2000 election mess.
Okay, and you've got one of those paper ballots. What do they look like?
I have one right here, and they look very familiar if you're used to the machines. Mm-hmm. The grid pattern is very similar, except instead of levers, there are these little ovals that you fill in, and kind of like a lottery ticket or something, and that's how you vote. The parties in a general election, the parties are across the top, and the offices are down the side. In the primary, the offices are across the top, but it's very much like a grid.
Sounds simple, but you showed this ballot to some ballot designers, and they've got some concerns, right? What are the potential problems?
Yeah, well, it all started when Brian Lehrer and WNYC's Ozzie Pabra went to the ballot, to the election offices, and tried the demonstration ballot, and they both came back and said, we both made mistakes.
Wow.
And so we gave this to some folks, some designers and usability experts from Design for Democracy. And they're a nonprofit, nonpartisan group who specializes in making elections and voting easier for people. And the first thing they said was that the grid design that we're so used to actually doesn't translate well to paper, and it sort of crams all the information into these narrow columns, and that could make it a little difficult. There's also a big result of that is that the write-in column, the write-in box, which is at the end, several of the designers actually missed the write-in column, and they know what to look for.
Wow.
And they... So that's something that you definitely need to watch for if you're going to be writing somebody in.
Well, it's interesting because it looks like a facsimile of the old lever voting machine where you go in, which, you know, can be confusing. And there isn't really a quality with print size. My eyes aren't great and, you know, it might be too small or difficult for people to read.
It is. Actually, that's one of the results of this is that everything is very tiny. All the text is super tiny. Actually, you'll be able to use a magnifying sheet at the voting booth. And so that's something that is a result of the design. Also, the notations for vote for any two or vote for any multiple offices when there are multiple positions for a single office, that notation is really tiny, so you're going to want to look for that.
So bring your glasses if you wear them, right?
Definitely.
And what does the Board of Elections have to say about these concerns you've brought up here?
Well, basically, their hands are tied. Almost everything about this ballot, including the use of the lines and the candidate's name, the size of the characters there, are all set by state law. I talked to the general counsel for the city's election board, Stephen Richmond, and he told me he tried to... Not he, but the board tried to make the ballot as clear as possible. And really, the only discretion they had was the choice about whether voters fill in an oval or a square. And they chose the ovals. but everything else really is mandated by state law. So they did the best they could, given the limitations they had.
Thank you very much, WNYC's John Keefe. And you can see a demonstration ballot complete with notes from the ballot experts on our new politics site. It's a free country at WNYC.org.